Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to GQ Power Spiritual Sunday. I'm your host, Lavina Polite. Unfortunately, Minister Weathersby will not be able to join us this evening, so I'm going to start off in prayer, just a short prayer just to start us off. Father God, I come to you in a humble prayer, just asking you to bless us, to anoint the show, protect the show, just make sure that everything that is done here is willing and participant, and we have your approval to do thus far. I come to you just asking you to bless all the callers and the listeners. Our special guest, Evangelist Williams, will be joining us this evening, and Minister Cheryl Miller will be calling in as well. I just ask you to protect them, to cover them, that everything that will be done here on this show, and then after everyone leaves the show, that they're still able to conduct themselves accordingly and live Christ-like. I also come to you asking you to protect the whole GQ Palace family, the CEO and the host, and the owner of GQ Palace, Mr. Richard Shaw Archibald. I come to you just asking you to protect him, to anoint him, to just cover him and continue to bless him with the knowledge and keep him encouraged to get through on a day-to-day basis. I ask you just to protect the whole GQ Palace family, to anyone that we have come into contact with, to everyone that we will come into contact with, just to make sure that everything that we do, that we have your approval, and we come to you for your approval on everything and come on one accord. I just want to make sure that we do just ask you to provide us with the encouragement, the knowledge, the wisdom that we need to just continue. And we come to you just in a humble prayer, just asking you just to cover us. In Jesus' name, amen. We're going to go to a quick song. And after the song, we're going to bring on our special guest, Evangelist Michelle Williams. We'll be right back after the song.
God. He's the only one with the answer.
Before we bring on the special guest, I just want to congratulate Unity Baptist Church, which is the church that I belong to and my family, and we celebrated our 82nd Usher's anniversary this evening. So I am so full. We had such a wonderful time. Two services back to back. It was amazing. It was amazing. So I just want to take a few minutes out and just thank my mom, who's the president of the Usher Board. Just want to definitely just thank her for just staying so focused and so encouraged. Even when she's sick, she's still able to, you know, make sure that she gets up and she goes to church and she does everything that she needs to do to keep the Usher Board going. And I just pray that even when she feels that she's all alone, that she knows that we all are there for her. You know, we support her, you know, 100%. She's just wonderful. So I just want to just take a few minutes out and just say what a great job all of the junior ushers and the senior ushers and even the little ones. We have like 7 or 8 little ones that are like younger than 9 years old. So I just want to definitely just say congratulations to everyone. We did a wonderful job today. And with that being said, we're going to bring on our special guest. I'm just going to welcome evangelist Michelle Williams to the show. Evangelist Williams, are you there?
Yes, I am.
How are you this evening?
I'm very well. How are you?
I'm excited. I'm excited.
I'm nervous. Hey, Walker called me, told me he wasn't going to be on. I'm like, oh, no.
Oh, but, you know, Sundays is so different than any other show that, you know, GQ Palace has. And Sunday is, you know, just the show where when we have a special guest that comes on, the special guest to share their testimony. You know, they offer words of encouragement. Usually it's myself and Minister Weathersby, but he's not able to join us this evening either. So I'm going to have to say it's us this evening.
Okay. That woman got to hold down the fort tonight, right?
Yes. And we will. I love Spiritual Sundays. I love all the shows, you know, but Spiritual Sunday, we allow everyone to come together on one accord and just share their testimony and say what they're thankful for. And it's just a beautiful thing. So I'm thankful and I'm honored that you was able to join me this evening.
Oh, it's good to be here. I'm honored to be on the show.
Oh, thank you. Would you like to share your testimony this evening?
I have a few poems that I'm writing a book.
Okay.
My testimony is the book.
Okay.
And there's my testimony is kind of lengthy. I was
okay.
born, you know, I was at five, at the age of 5 years old, I was hit by a car and I had a fractured skull and I should have been dead. I was a miracle. And I have a plate in my head today. And I recently went to the doctors and he told me that there was a piece of my brain missing, which I never knew. And he said it affected my speech and my memory. And I said, gee, I always thought that was just me.
Mm-hmm.
So I lived all my life forgetting things and, you know, and I stumble on my words. I just thought that was my character. But I have to laugh because God is good. He, you know,
he brought me
this far and I'm still here. So my mom had prayed a prayer. She was a nurse, and she had prayed a prayer that God would keep me and that nothing would be wrong and nothing was. They had to watch me for 6 years to make sure that I didn't have any major head injuries or, you know, I couldn't play like a normal child, so I was very guarded. So after that, after the 6 years was up, thinking started. I wasn't spanked before that. They were afraid to touch me. So then I got away with so much that they had to now reel me in. So I got a little confused there because, you know, I had all that liberty. Now I'm under restraint. So I became really promiscuous Well, I was a church girl, actually, until I was 16. I made the confirmation. I did all the right things. And then at 16, I was raped. And when I got raped, it just threw me, it just threw a curveball in my life. And I became very, very promiscuous. And at 19, I got pregnant. And my father took me to get an abortion in New York. That Roe versus Wade had just come out and it was legal to do it in New York, and I was 6 months pregnant. My mindset, I was 19, but my mindset was probably like 14 because of the way I was raised. I really didn't was raised like a normal child. I was very guarded. So my mindset was not there. So my father being born in 1917, his mindset was a lot different. And, he brought the father refused to marry me, so he said there was only one choice. So on the way home, it was never spoken of again. I was told never speak of it again, ever. It didn't happen, but it didn't. I mean, it caused major trauma.
Right.
So that was, you know, the trauma from being five and raped, now this trauma, it just caused my life to just spiral down. I went to college, and I became very promiscuous in college, and I got pregnant again at 24, and when my son was born, all my father could say was, "Are you happy now? Did you get what you wanted?" You know, being a single mom in the 70s was kind of frowned upon. You know, I was the oldest child. My mother had five brothers and sisters. I was the oldest girl, so I was supposed to set the example, which I didn't. And I just kind of went my own way. I was just a lover of life, and I just partied the way I wanted to party. And so after my son was born, I decided, you know, let's back up a little bit. His father brought me to the abortion clinic. And I was on the table, and the doctor said I was too far along. Now, with my son, I was only maybe 6-7 weeks. I wasn't as far along as the first baby. So I got in the car, and he told me, and I told him, I said, "Look, I want this baby. I'm going to have this baby. No man is ever going to make me give up another baby." And right. So I had my son, and my son, of course, was born with the trauma that I carried from 19 to 24. So what happened was I left him when my son was three. I decided to get on the state. I quit my job. I got on the state. I went to college, got a degree, and when my son was three, I left him. I went back home. Mm-hmm. And from that point on, I just kind of lived my life. You know, I kind of got caught, strung out on coke, and I got hooked up with a boy I was running behind when I was five when I got hit by a car.
Wow.
Yeah. We hooked up again, and he was a coke dealer. He had a really good job, and, you know, we hooked up together, and I started attending bar. My dad had died, and when my father died, it was another trauma to me because me and my dad were close. As bad as it may sound, him bringing me to have an abortion, we were very tight. Mm-hmm. And I did everything my dad told me to do. I loved my dad. It was just, you know, he never sat down and explained himself because he wasn't that type of guy. He loved you, but he just didn't know how to show you he loved you, you know?
Okay, yeah.
So he gave me everything that I wanted. You know, I was pretty much spoiled, but he just was not a communicator. So anyway, I got strung out on coke, and then about a year later, my 29th birthday, I had coke all laid out, and we were going to party, and then I'm 29, I'm going to be 30 next year, let's, you know, show 29 is going out, and 30 is coming in, and so I laid there, and I looked at it, and I said, "I can't do this," and he goes, "Well, what are you talking about?" I said, "I'm going to church. I can't do this. I'm going to church." So the aide that had taken care of my dad was saved, and she just started talking to me about God, and I was like, "Wow, you know what? When I was a kid, I loved the Lord. You know, I wanted to serve the Lord, and I got away from that because of all the trauma in my life. So I got saved, and when I went to church, I was going to spend the night at one of the girls at church at her house, and I was laying in bed, and the deacon came and got in the bed with me, and I was like, "Whoa. Wait a minute, what's going on here?" It's like, wait a minute, I'm in church now. So it just kind of was like, oh, wow. I didn't understand the spiritual part of it. Okay. I didn't understand that spirit of, you know, being promiscuous just follows you. You know, if you're not delivered from it, it's just the spirit that just follows you.
Right.
And so, and I guess men just have this radar, and they just know. And so I left that church and went to another church, and I stayed there for a while. And then I went down to North Carolina, and when I went to North Carolina, that's when the evangelist was born. So and I came back to Connecticut, and I got a really good job with the state. And I asked the Lord, you know, I'm working weekends and holidays. I want to go to church. I'm working every Sunday. So he blessed me with a job with Monday through Fridays, no weekends, no holidays. I got a pay raise. I was awesome. I fasted for like 27
Excellent.
Days. And
Excellent.
I said, Lord, I really want this. I really want this. So he blessed me with the job. So I worked for a while, and that's where I met my ex-husband. Now, my ex-husband was an awesome-looking guy, and I was just this meek, humbly, Holy Ghost-filled, same girl, you know, very meek, very quiet, very, you know. And I was sold out for Christ, and I, you know, doing the right thing. And he was buying some something for the patient that he worked with. They were at the candy machine, and I asked him if he needed any money. And he said, no, I'm good. And he came over, and he spoke to me, and he said, you know, we started talking. He said, would you go out with me? And I was like, sure. And I'm looking at him like, this guy is fine. You know, it's like, why is he talking to me? You know, I'm just displaying Jane, and, you know. And so anyway, we ended up going out, and I ended up backsliding. What happened? I backslid. Uh-huh. And what happened was I found out he was hooked on crack.
Okay.
But he had hid it from me. And so, you know what? I had fallen head over heels. You know, it was just a done deal. And so I ended up getting pregnant again. And what happened was I got strung out on crack, and I had a crack cocaine abortion, and I didn't even know I was pregnant. And it woke me up. I mean, I wasn't, you know, I found out that he was really, really deep into it, but he managed to keep himself looking well, keeping a job, you know. And so I stayed with him. He ended up going to a program, and then I ended up getting pregnant again with my daughter, and that was another trauma. My daughter was born premature. I was 4 months pregnant, and I was 2 centimeters dilated. I went to the doctors, and he told me not to get up from the table, and I was like, what's wrong? He said, just stay there for a minute. And he said, well, we're going to check you again. I'll pack your bags and meet us at the hospital. And I'm like, I went to the hospital. There, I was 2 centimeters dilated. They stitched me up, sent me back home, put me on bed rest for 2 months. 2 months later, I went into labor again. I went to the hospital. The doctor said, I'm not touching her. Put her in the ambulance, send her to Yale. So I went from Amblin Hospital to another hospital, and my daughter was born 6 months. She was born 6 months. She was about 2 pounds, 2 ounces at birth.
Wow.
Yeah, she shouldn't be here. She's here today. She's a beautiful girl. She's in a wheelchair, but she loves the Lord. She's a prayer warrior. She's, you know, a blessing. She's been a blessing to me. And she's 22 years old now. The doctors told us when we went into the office that she wouldn't survive, that she had a mass on her brain, that if she survived, we should put her in an institution. Well, at that point, my mother said, we're not going to do that.
No.
Going back to when I was 5 years old, my mother had made a promise to God that she was going to take care of another child. Well, my mother ended up owning a hospital for special needs kids.
Wow.
Went from 15 to 32 kids she ended up taking care of. So when the doctor said that to me, my mother looked at me and she kind of hit me in the arm because I started to cry. And she said, she says, you have grown up in this kind of environment. You've taken care of kids like this all your life. We're bringing her home. So we brought her home, and my brother was a child psychologist at the time. My sister worked for special education. My mother was a nurse. We had all the resources.
Right. Yes,
so
you did.
My daughter came home, and she's been with me ever since. She's 22 years old. She's a praise worshiper. She loves the Lord. The wheelchair doesn't stop her from doing anything. She can see, she can hear, she can talk. There's nothing wrong with it. She's a blessing. She's a miracle. She's a miracle.
Yes, she is.
So it's me and my daughter, and then my son, and then I have my granddaughter with me. So pretty much that's my story. I've been walking with the Lord now for 20 years. I've had my struggle, you know, with my, I've been divorced now since 2005. But I found my way out of the darkness into God's marvelous light, and I'm doing His will, and I'm going back and pulling those crack addicts, and I'm pulling out the drug addicts, and I'm witnessing to prostitutes, and I've, and, you know, that's just who I am. Anyone that's had an abortion, that's my testimony. It's like, you know what? You don't have to live with the shame for the rest of your life. God is a healer. He's a redeemer. He'll clean you up, turn you around, and set you on a street called street. And that's where I'm at today. I met Faith Walker about almost a year now, and he was a blessing to me. He actually pulled the gift of poetry out of me, which I was writing in high school because of all the trauma. But now I put everything on paper, and he's helped me with my book.
Excellent.
Out of the darkness, God has, you know, there's a light. There's a light. Okay. If you just, you know, just go keep going to the light, which is Jesus. He'll pull you out of that darkness, and mm-hmm. he'll just turn your life around if you let him. You know, you don't have to stay in that state of mind. But that's my testimony, pretty much.
God bless you.
Roller coaster ride.
Yes, but you know what? That's all a sign that God is not done with you yet. He has some work for you to do, and you're doing an amazing job. And just to listen to your testimony, you will encourage and you will save a lot of people's lives. You will, just by sharing it, even if it's by reading it through a poem, but just to hear it and to know that the person that could be standing next to you, they could have went through the same exact thing, and they might be struggling with it right now. They don't know what to do. They don't know where to go, you know, but just listening to you, you definitely encourage them. So I definitely want to applaud you, definitely. What we're going to do, is your book finished before we do that?
I'm actually halfway through the book. I thought I was done, and Faith Walker kept telling me, no, you're not. And I'm like, yes, I am. He's like, no, you're not. And I'm like, okay, I'm not. So actually, I'm not done with it yet. There's still more to come. I'm probably halfway through it. But it should be out by the end of the year, hopefully. And it's called The Voice from Within.
Well, you definitely... when you are all finished, or if you want to share some more of your poems, make sure that, you know, we keep in contact. And you can definitely just, you know, keep us updated on your progress and how everything's going. And as many times as you go out and you save some lives, you know, you're more than welcome to call into Spiritual Sunday and share that testimony. You know, you're saving lives out there. You're reaching out to people. And that's a blessing. That's truly a blessing. We have some callers holding. So what we're going to do is we're going to start taking some callers.
Okay.
Welcome to Cheeky Palace Spiritual Sunday. Can I have your name, please?
Yes, Prophet Marcus.
Good evening, Prophet Marcus. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. Good to hear you in the show today. And God bless your sister, Evangelist.
God bless you, too, sir.
God bless you. God bless you. Would you like to share your testimony or say what you're thankful for this evening?
Well, I mean, I'm just thankful for being here, and I know how, as the sister was sharing her testimony, you know, a lot of us, I can attest, because a lot of us didn't come up in times where, I guess you could say everything was so easy, but, you know, sometimes the parents only did what they know, what to do. I mean, they only did what they know to do. You know, sometimes it wasn't always probably in some eyes the best, but, you know, sometimes you have to work with what you have, and, you know, God has kept her even this far, and that's a testimony by itself that even through all, because it reminds me of, I think, it's Helen Baylor's testimony, I think it was.
Mm-hmm.
Who went through similar things to, you know, I mean, so that lets you know, even though hers may have been recorded a lot, but she's not the only one who's going through some things, you know, and it's good to hear that, you know, you've gone through and God has kept you through it all. And, you know, the awesome thing about God is He never wastes anything.
Yes.
No matter what you go through, God can use every detail of your life to be a ministry tool to someone else.
Yeah.
See, The blessing thing is when you give it over to the Lord, now he can convert it to something that's usable. See, and that people understand, when the more you share your testimony, the more alive it comes. And as you begin to share pages of your life, now God is using these pages to minister the hearts of people. And he's, you know, letting them see, you know, she went through this and I've kept her and I can keep you. You're no different. And
that's
so
right.
It's an awesome thing when you give God your life and you give him, you know, you give God everything, you sell out to him, he can use every intricate detail of your life, even the worst moment, he can use it to give himself, you know, to bring glory to his name.
Yes.
So that's an awesome thing. So continue
yes.
definitely to share your testimony. There's many lives that's going to be touched, many young women as well,
yes.
even some older ones, dealing with the things in the closet from the past, because sometimes the guilt can wear you down so much because you think, well, I'm a woman of God, but I remember when I did this. And I made a post yesterday that said that never let your past hinder you from your future, and never let your future be, you know, to be distracted from your past, basically. Don't what happened yesterday has happened, you know, and just give it unto the Lord and let God get the glory out of it, you know, because none of us came from a perfect life. And so, you know, it's amazing when you can see what the hand of God in your life, how he kept you even before you knew you needed to be kept.
Yes.
And so that's an awesome thing. So, but just be encouraged. I just want to encourage your heart today as well and just continue to let everyone know, you know, God is real. God is
yes.
sovereign. More than he just needs a willing vessel, he can do mighty and great things. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. What we're going to do real fast is we're just going to go to a song, if everyone can just stay on the line, and we're going to come back and take some more callers, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Amen.
Thank you, 'cause it could have been me.
When the doctor shook his head, can I get me a witness? It could have been me sleeping in my grave, but Jesus stepped right in, y'all, and he made old death behave. And I come to let you know, cause it could have been me. To do it, but I'm glad about it. Oh, I thank the Lord, yeah, yeah. Cause it could have been me. Every time I go down on my knee, I have to tell somebody it could have been me. Sometime I go in the room and fold my arms. Here's what I say. Anybody ever took the time out to say, Lord, I thank you, cause you've been good to me. Lord, you've been so good to me. When I don't have no money in my pocket, I don't let it bother me, because the Lord said he'll work it out for me. I knew he will. Have anybody been lost?
Welcome back to GQ Palace Spiritual Sunday. We're just going to bring on another caller. Welcome to GQ Palace Spiritual Sunday. Can I have the name, please?
This is T.
Hi, T. I knew you was going to be crying. Am I right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. And her testimony is so very sweet. You know, mm-hmm. That's why I say this song is my testimony, because it could have been me. Mm-hmm. So many times it could have been me. You know, first, hello, everyone.
Hello. Welcome.
She knew that she was going to get me with that. Oh,
yeah.
I just want to say the last two Sundays, a blessing is not even the word I can even describe. I went to church today as well to my pastor when I was in Charleston, West Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
His 21st church anniversary.
Excellent.
I hadn't seen him in 13 years. My
wow.
sister preached, and it was just, oh my God. It was awesome. I've had the best two weekends in my life. I surrendered last Sunday, because I'm tired of the world and the life that I was living. But I know God is going to work it out for me. It just seemed like so many different things already have been happening. And I'm just so happy, you know, that things are going the way that they are. You know, I've made a few decisions that I couldn't do before. You know, just saying, you know, I'm done. I'm done with this situation.
Mm-hmm.
And I just feel so good, you know, and like the song said, it could have been me that was strung out on crack cocaine, because
mm-hmm.
I was there. I've been there. I've
mm-hmm.
done that, you know, and I just want to say I thank God for it all.
Yeah.
Because without him, it wouldn't be possible at all.
That's right.
And I want to tell Evangelist, hey, you went through a lot, but look where you are now.
That's right.
And that's my motto. I may not be what I ought to be, but I thank God I'm not what I used to be.
I used to be.
Yes. You know, I was able to say it.
Because, I mean, Lavina is a living witness. She's been knowing me for a minute now. And she knows some of the things wasn't pleasing to God. But, you know, he didn't bring me this far to leave. You know, and like the pastor said today, he was like, this was my little, he said, she's my little angel. She's been my angel. He said, but this was a piece of work. I want to tell you. You know, and he said, but I'm so proud to see you, of what you're looking like now, and the way that you talk. He said, this is not my little devil that used to be.
Oh.
And I mean, he told everybody, you know, and I just told him, I said, yeah. You know, he used to call me. I would lie to him. And he'd be like, all right, I'm on my way up to your house. No, I am. I'm drinking. I'm doing this. I'm doing that. He said, I knew you were. He said, so when we going to talk? I couldn't talk to him, you know, because I was doing other things that wasn't pleasing.
Right.
But I just thank God that I am where I am now. I still have a long road to travel, but I've put that foot, 1 foot forward already. And that's a big beginning for me. It's a big beginning for me.
See, my question for you is, how does that transformation feel?
Oh, my God. It's a feeling that I can't even explain.
Right.
I mean, my body even feel better. And I'm going to share something else with you guys. Last weekend, I was with my family and everything, so I went out and bought me something to drink.
Uh-oh.
So,
uh-oh.
That Saturday, you know, I bought it like on a Friday, you know, and I had my little few drinks and my beer. And that Monday, before I went to North Carolina, I had like a half a sip. This is God's honest truth. And that Sunday night, it was like something kept telling me, you don't want no more of that. You don't want no more of that. That Monday morning, I called my sister and my oldest brother, the third oldest. I said, come here. I need to talk to you guys. And they was like, Tammy, stop playing. You play so much. And I'm like, no, seriously. And I was crying. And then my brother was like, what's wrong with you? And they came out on her back patio. And I said, I'm done. I poured out a half a fifth. And I haven't had anything to drink since then.
Amen.
I haven't had anything. I don't want anything to drink. You know, it's like my body is not designed that. Drink now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and like my brother told me, he said, you're going to take some bumps and bruises.
Right.
He said, it's not going to be easy. He said, but just keep trusting. You'll be okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I just keep praying about it. You know, I don't want that taste anymore. You know, I'm praying for deliverance of cigarettes. I don't want to smoke anymore. You know, but he told me, take my time.
Yeah,
you know,
take one day at a time.
That's exactly what he told me.
Yes. Don't rush into it, because if you rush and do both at the same time, it's usually powerful people. I mean, spiritual people that can trust and they can fight the temptation. They could drop both at the same time. But people
who
you know, are learning to trust and learning to have faith, it's gonna take them a little longer. You know, so my thing I would say is one thing at a time. You know, you poured out the alcohol. I'm so proud of you, because you know how you are, Tammy.
You know?
You know I called you Tammy, right? You know.
I mean, because I would, sometimes I didn't even know if I was going or coming. You know, but I'd get on there and I'd say this and say that. Then didn't remember nothing that's done happened. You know, and I just, the feeling that I have right now, yeah, when they say in a relationship and in love, I'm in love right now.
Mm.
But it's with God.
That's right.
I didn't know that y'all could be so in love.
Yes, you can.
And whew.
You just got to be willing.
I just want you all to, you know, continue to pray for me, though, you know, that I'll stay on that right track and do the right thing, you know. And like I said, I know it's going to take time, but mm-hmm. I've got to do what I got to do.
And I mean, my words of encouragement for you, Sister Tammy, you know, well, I'm going to call you T now because Tammy's like the evil one, you know. So I'm going to call you T. My words of encouragement for you are, you know, when you're home alone and your mind starts to wander and you start to get fed up, I'm going to say pick up the Bible and read.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say read. I'm going to say play your gospel music where you can hear it and you can hear your testimony over and over and over again. I'm going to tell you to do that. That's my words of encouragement, you know, for you is when you, because I know the situation. So when you start to feel down and out, I'm going to say pick up your Bible and read it. And I'm going to say play your music where you get to hear your testimony. The song, It Could Have Been Me, that you, you know, that you can you can relate to, that you feel it's yours, that when they wrote the song, they were talking about you, you know. Play that song over and over and over again, and that'll let you know where you were compared to where you are right now. And I guarantee you that you'll definitely appreciate it more.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Definitely. Yeah. I'm going to go to the spiritual leaders for words of encouragement.
Amen. I agree. One of the things that helped me get through, I had great faith, and when I was going through and my deliverance, the Lord told me, you partied hard when you're in the world. Give me that same attention.
That's right.
Exactly. You know, if you can serve the devil that hard, serve me just as hard. And you know, when I heard it, I was like, okay. You know what? That's true. If I can give him, the devil, 100%, I can give Jesus 110%, 200%. You know what I mean? And that was my focus. And it was like, you know what? I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. And that was my scripture. I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. And I would get, you know, words like a misunderstood daughter and things like that. And I would be like, I would just look at him like, okay, you know what? Everybody's misunderstood sometimes. Ain't nobody perfect. Yeah. You know, so I would, you know, I would isolate myself pretty much away from people that I knew that were negative.
Yes.
And, I mean, even as far as my family, because my family, I come from a West Indian background. So, you know, they like their rum and they like to drink and, they like to party. So I'd have to stay clear of that, you know, and they would, you know, call me the Holy Ghost roller and whatever. I said, whatever. You know, but I knew what was going to keep me, and I knew the environment I had to stay away from. And so I cut pretty much my family off, and I would call them holidays and things like that, you know. I knew once I went in the environment, it was just, you know, if you're not strong enough, you know, that door is right there, and you could just walk through it. So my choice was just to stay away from people that I knew, You know, I would go around them when it was in a party situation. But if I knew it was a party situation or holiday or whatever, I would just stay clear because I just couldn't be around people that smoked. I couldn't be around people that drank. You know, some of my relatives had drug issues. So, you know, I had to stay clear of that. So until I got strong enough to be around it, and then I would listen to my gospel music. I would go to sleep listening to the Bible, you know, so that it would get in me, you know. But I had a desire to walk away. I had a desire to leave that behind. And I had a desire to want to serve the Lord because it was in my heart from a child. You know, when I was raped, I was a virgin, and I planned to keep myself from my husband. And that devastated me because I was sold out to the Lord. And I was making all the right vows, and I'm like, I'm going to do that. And that was a violation to my body, so I didn't feel like I was good enough for anybody after that. So I went through a lot of Yeah, I've been through a lot of head traumas, you know, I mean, just as far as my mindset. So I had to really rethink my thinking and say, you know what, not everybody's like that. There is, you know, even in the church, there were people that, you know, like I said, would touch me in the church, and I would think, this is supposed to be the hospital. This is supposed to be a safe haven. But, you know, I had to realize that it's everywhere. Not everybody, you know, is safe. You know what I'm saying? Not everybody's 100%. Everybody has their issues. Everybody comes from different backgrounds. So I had to really stop and look and say, you know what? No, nobody's perfect but Jesus, and the only one that can help me is Jesus. So that was my focus, Jesus, you know, and that's how I got through. That's how I got through my storm, and I would just sing. I love to sing, so I would sing songs of deliverance, like the prophet had said. Helen Baylor was one of my favorite, you know, vocalists at the time, you know, sold out for Jesus. I would just sing all Helen Baylor songs because I said, oh, wow, I can relate to her, you know, because a lot of songs back then weren't talking about being delivered from drugs and alcohol, you know. So that's what I did. I just found somebody that could relate to what I was going through, and I would lean on it and lean on my Lord and just keep myself away from the environment that I knew, you know, would tempt me to touch stuff that, you know, wasn't right, that I was trying to get away from.
Well, that's one thing I have to say, because I've been blessed. When it comes to my family, my sister is a minister, and, you know, she's very powerful. I have to give her credit.
I
love her. I can call up on her anytime. 90% of my family is, you know, spiritual. And I have no excuse, you know, so I have no excuse of, I don't have anybody to talk to, no excuse at all. So, you know, then I have Rich, Lavina, my GQ family, you know, so it's no excuse for me to say, well, I didn't talk to nobody because I didn't have anybody to talk to, because I'll be lying.
Right,
I know how to pick up the phone when I'm going through my trials and tribulations.
Sometimes.
I now have this pastor's number, and he said I better call him. So.
Right, but you know
you
what?
Know, I know I got to continue to pray, too. Yes.
Yes.
What you have to remember, though, see, you have to always remember, too, that when you, can you hear me okay?
Yes, yes.
Okay. When you get down and out, though, you can't shut yourself out, you know.
Yes.
You have to open up, and you have to speak to people that's going to uplift you, you know. You have to speak to people that's going to encourage you. You can't go into shutdown mode, because when you go into shutdown mode, then that leaves you being depressed, and that leaves you...
Right, you get into isolation.
Right, yeah. and that's what you got to remember not to do. Because that's something, you know, that isolation, you know, like Evangelist Williams said, the isolation is what's going to cause you to slip, you know, because you're going to feel all alone. You're going to feel like, okay, well, I can just have one, you know. No, you want
to
be able
that
to.
That one is going to lead to more.
Right.
And my family already told me, as well as a couple of ministers, you're going to lose friends now. But they were never your friends.
That's right.
You know, if you're going to talk down on me because I was there for that season, you know, now I have a reason. I don't want to be in your season anymore.
Right.
You know. And like they told me, they weren't my friends from the start.
That's
right. If you don't want to be around me because of that.
And you find out that when they're around you, they're not really your friends. It's just that you're drinking, and when you get drunk, what do? You spend money like crazy, and you're buying drinks for them. You're buying drinks for everybody drinks, and you know what I'm saying. And when you wake up the next day, you're like, where'd all my money go? So you know they're not helping you, right?
I've been there, you know. Wouldn't even have a piece of bread to eat sometimes.
Right.
You know, what happened to my money? oh, wow, did I really spend all that money last night?
You sure did.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's it.
Look, yep. They're going to tell you. They're going to tell you, you sure did, and we enjoyed it. They're not going to tell
exactly.
you that you should have spent that money.
And they're not going to see you till next payday.
Exactly. That's
right.
They'll be back again,
right.
You know.
Because, see, while they got their money, they thinking about themselves. They ain't thinking about me.
Right. Prophet Marcus, did you want to offer words of encouragement to Sister T before we go to a song?
Yes. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, we can.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, it's, you know, when it comes down to it, sometimes you have to do what you have to do in order for you to get to where you need to get to. You know, especially when you're talking about being strengthened and being able to stand, sometimes you have to make the drastic moves as far as breaking away from everyone else in the sense of those ones who aren't good for you. And cling onto the ones that are good for you, who can build you up, strengthen you, and encourage you, and give you insight on what it is. That's where I'm reminded of Romans 12 and 1:2 tells us about renewing our mind. You know, because when you come out of a state like that, because that's what I had to learn. Came out of the mindset I was selling weed and just doing all a bunch of stuff that I wanted to do, womanizer. But just like you were saying, sister was saying about the stench when the deacon got in the bed with her. Sometimes, and that's what people don't understand, because of those things, when things happen like that, that lets you know what is it that's attracting these type of men or women, whatever the type of people this is, what is it on me that's drawing them to me? Even though you're safe, but there's something that you have to change.
Mm-hmm.
There's a deeper place that you have to go to in God in order to lose that sin. When you look at movies where people are trying to chase after a prisoner who they have dogs after that, then they have a shirt that has that dog, that person's scent. And until they get to water and really allow them to really to where they can get in the water and lose that scent, well, we look at that water as the Spirit of God. When you get into the Spirit of God and you go to a deeper place in Him, you can lose that scent that's attracting those people that doesn't belong, who's not for you, or who's not for God, who's trying to bring harm to you. That's when you have to go to a deeper place in God. You have to really set yourself apart from everything else that's not good for you and cling to that thing that is good. And you have to just almost have to go, like, overdose on God in order to be free sometimes. Depends on how deep you are. But it's really going down to how bad do you really want it. If you want something bad enough, you do what you got to do to get to it. You lay it all down because you realize, God, if you don't do it, it won't get done, and I won't make it. You have to get vigilant. You have to get aggressive with it because you can't pinhandle with the devil, because he'll sit right there and set you up to fail. And you always walk in condemnation thinking, man, I'm not even worthy to walk with God. God, you don't want me. I'm just, no. God said, I want you. I saved you for a reason. I brought you out of darkness to my marvelous light. And so you have to understand who you are and how much God loves you, that much to save you. So you have to just want God just that much to say, you know what, God, I want you and I need you. And I need more of you right now.
Mm-hmm.
Glory to God.
And
that's what it takes.
Amen.
And also, too, I'm sitting here thinking of a time at my job. I had I worked with special education, and one of my jobs was working in the greenhouse, and there was a potted plant there, and they wanted me to break up the root. And when I was breaking up the root, I heard the Holy Ghost say, this is what I'm doing to you. And sometimes you got to find out what's the root of your problem. You know, a lot of times we bury things. Like, I buried a lot of hurt. I buried a lot of pain. And I would reach out in the wrong way to try to get help, you know, just to cover, you know, temporary healing. You know, men became a temporary healing for me because that was just my way of escape. Even though it was the wrong thing to do, it became the right thing because that's the only time I got a release. So the Lord had shown me I had to really go to the root of the problem and start digging from the root and go start off with the abortion. Start off with the pain. I had to start talking about it. I was told not to talk about it. but I had to learn to talk about it, because by talking about it, I was releasing that pain that was deep-rooted in me, you know, and that rejection, you know, it was rejection. It was the low self-esteem I had built up. I had built up a lot of anger, and so by breaking off, I had to start breaking off the root of bitterness. I had to start, because when all that is in you, the Holy Ghost can't make room. There's no room for anything else. There's no room for love. There's no room for joy. There's no room for hope, because you got all that pain in you. So that was my way of, you know, like I said, I would isolate myself and just get into that place with God and just say, okay, Lord, it's me and you. Show me what I have to do to get rid of this root so that I can finally be free. And sometimes you just have to take time and sit back and say, you know, go back into your childhood and say, you know what, there must have been some pain. Somebody could have spoke a word over you that caused you something. You know what I'm saying? You don't know why you go down the avenue that you go down. But I knew that there were a lot of words that were spoken over my life, and words have power.
Yes.
And they take root, and you know what? You know, you've got a child that's got low self-esteem. They become isolated. You know, there's just issues over issues over issues, and you just got to get, just like that woman went through issue of blood. She stretched her hand. She was seeking healing. She was seeking deliverance, and that's what we have to do. We have to stretch out and seek after God to get that answer, to get that healing.
That's right. What we're going to do, we're going to go to a song real fast, and we're going to come right back and bring on one more caller, okay?
Okay.
Amen.
Hit me.
How y'all doing this evening? How y'all doing this evening? Do y'all want that bounce? Do y'all want that bounce? I say, do y'all want that bounce? That bounce?
Or heal like you do. We stumble.
price.
There's no one who gave
it
for life like you.
Who paid the price?
Who paid our price like you?
There's only one. If you know there's only one, make some noise.
We're just going to bring on another caller. Welcome to GQ Power Spiritual Sunday. Can I have your name, please?
Minister Teresa Sanders.
Hi, Minister Sanders. How are you?
I am just so blessed, so blessed. I'm glad that I was able to just hear the testimony of the guest speaker and just all the words and encouragement from all the callers. Share a brief testimony. I'm just so thankful and grateful to God just for keeping me one more day. You know, there's some things that I need, some things that I want. But, you know, for right now, I'm just going to rejoice and say, Lord, I thank you for what I already have. Sometimes we just got to stop and look around at what we have. We ask God for so many things, but we got to just look around and say, you know what, God, I'm just going to come to you and say thank you for what I already have. And, if you don't mind, I just wanted to share a word of encouragement to the callers and also to the guest speaker evangelist, if you don't mind, if that'd be all right.
Yes.
Praise God. Praise God, woman of God. I tell you what, you are truly in your season. You are truly in your season. I was just listening to your voice, and you've been through some, woman of God. You, that anointing that you carry, that distinct sound, that didn't come easy. You paid for that. You paid with your pain, and I'm just so glad and thankful for you. And just for each and every other caller, go for me too. Y'all just remember the Bible says in Luke chapter 21, verses 15 through 19, for I myself will give you a mouth. This is Jesus talking. For I myself will give you a mouth and such utterance and wisdom that all your foes combined will be unable to stand against or refute. I mean, God is going to, oh my Lord, I mean, every single person that's coming against us, oh, my Lord Jesus, every single person that's coming against us, all of them combined, when God raised you up, they're not going to be able to bring you down. And those that are trying to bring you down, guess what? They're already below you. They're already under your feet. But if you can just keep looking up, if you can just keep looking up, God says, now don't get me wrong, in verse 16 of Luke 21, it's going to be your family, your parents, brothers, sisters. It's going to be people that's familiar to you. People you've been there for, people you have spent your money on, those are the ones that's going to hate you and despise you just because you chose God, just because you're not going the same way no more. But he promised, verse 18, not even a hair on your head will perish because of your steadfastness, because of your patience and your endurance, because you kept hearing my name like Abraham did when he had to go and sacrifice Isaac, because you didn't stop, because you heard Jesus. You had that tunnel vision. You will be delivered all those who criticize you, all lying lips that come against you, guess what? It's not going to prosper. So just be encouraged, woman of God. Just be encouraged, callers, because I tell you what, trying to do it yourself, it's not going to happen. Stay focused on what God is saying. Don't block out his voice. Don't allow anyone or anything that does not serve you or grow you or help you do what God have you to do to hinder you. Keep on going. Keep on going. It's not going to be easy. It's not going to be easy. As a matter of fact, it's going to get extra rough. But if you can just keep on going, God has a reward for you. He has a reward for you that money can't buy you. He has a reward for you that you can't win. You have to just wait on it and attain it. I'm just so grateful and thankful and blessed on tonight. I'm just so glad to be here, Sister Lavina. I thank you. I thank God for this avenue, for these church over the phone sessions and stuff like these. These ministries are needed. It's a way for us to come together. We're in different states, you know, different time zones. But you know what? Because we love God, each and every person that called in, whether they even pressed the one to be connected or not, they're listening. You know what? You're here for a reason, and you're going to be blessed. You are going to be blessed. But we got to stop allowing the people that do little to nothing for us mentally, physically, and especially spiritually to be allowed access and occupy the biggest part of our minds and our hearts. We got to just focus on what God is trying to tell us and just keep hearing his voice. I tell you what, be encouraged, y'all. I'm thankful and blessed. Even though I'm long-winded, so I'm a hush.
I just want to correct you on one thing, though, because there are a lot of, like, internet and telephone, you know, church over the phone. But GQ Palace Spiritual Sunday, the whole format for it isn't to have church over the phone. It's just a way of opening up lines of communication for everyone anywhere that can call in if they did not get a chance to go to church, or if they went to church and it's still not full and they want to call in and share their testimony or say what they're thankful for. You know, we just open up that avenue for them to be able, you know, to do that. But not one time, you know, do we ever compare ourselves to any church that there is out there. That's not what this format is about here.
God,
I just want to correct that real quick, you know.
Praise God, Lavina. Thank you so much. You know what? Praise God. You know what? Thank you for correcting that. I do apologize. I'm just saying, just these particular things, you know, when we can come together, like you said, ones who didn't go to church, just to come together and share your testimony. We overcome by our testimonies. You know, it helps us. So I'm just thankful for it. I'm thankful for it. Thank you, Lavina. I apologize about that.
You're welcome. It's okay. It's just, you know, we have a lot of listeners, and I don't want anyone to think that, you know, we're trying to do anything like the church. No, that's not what we're doing here, you know. We just want to bring everyone, you know, together on one accord. So we can just, you know, just come together and be able to fellowship with each other. You know, we open up a prayer. You know, we end in prayer. But it's really just a format to bring everyone together on one accord. So by everyone sharing their testimonies or saying what they're thankful for, you know, they will encourage someone, you know, someone that's going through something. It could be someone that doesn't even go to church, you know. But just to be able to encourage someone, it's the focus is to save lives. You know, all of us come together, share our testimonies, and whoever's listening, you know, thank God, and I'm sure it has, you know, saved someone's life by hearing someone's testimony. You know, a lot of people have similar testimonies that don't even know each other. They're all the way across the world somewhere, you know. But it just goes to show them, you know, that you're not alone, you know. So I just, you know, wanted to clarify that. But what we're going to do, we're going to bring on Minister Cheryl Miller. Minister Miller, welcome to the show.
It's an honor and a privilege to be on the show. I pray that everyone is doing well.
Hello, how are you?
Hey.
How's everybody doing?
All right.
Well,
good. I'm full, but not full enough. My church had their 82nd Usher's anniversary today. And I know I keep talking about it, but it was amazing. And we did an excellent job with our grand march. It was wonderful.
Amen.
That's awesome. Two services. We were in church all day. I feel great.
Amen. That's what it's about.
Yes, I feel great.
We had a good time at church as well. We had a wonderful service, and every fourth Sunday of the month, we fellowship with one another. We bring in our special dishes that we have, that we prepare, and we just come together and just fellowship and get to know each other outside of the church. So we had a good time as well. Being in God's presence and being around his people truly is a blessing, and definitely will encourage and uplift anyone. So I'm glad that you all had a wonderful time at church as well.
Yes, amen. Amen. Would you like to share your testimony today?
I just thank the Lord for healing my body. I've just been having some problems with these allergies. Last week was pretty rough, and you know, I'm a preschool teacher, and I work with kids, and it was kind of challenging because I wasn't feeling my very best. But I thank God for the power of prayer. I thank God for the people of God who stood in the gap and prayed for me. I thank God for the medication, which is a gift from God, for him just giving me strength to be able to go to church. I was still going to press my way to church anyway, even though I didn't feel good. But I just thank God, because when I got there, I just felt his presence and his healing power and virtue, and I can say that I'm feeling so much better than I did yesterday and this past week. So I just want to thank God for him just being a faithful God, him just being a loving God, being a God that's concerned about us. He knows all about us anyway. He created us, and he's greater than our problems. He's greater than our circumstances. He's definitely greater than anything that we ever go through. So I'm just grateful to God just for his love towards me, just for him making ways out of no ways, opening doors, seeing the best in me. I'm just grateful, and I just thank God for him just being good. He's just a good God. And that's all I got to say. He's just an awesome God who just continues to prove himself faithful to me. Even when I don't deserve it, he's still right there with outstretched arms, wanting me to just excel and be everything that I need to be in him. And that's why it's important for us to just to be around other believers, stay prayed up, and, you know, to be around the brethren so that we can continue to get that strength and just continue to be what God wants us to be, because he's coming back very soon. And it's just my prayer that all of us, those that claim the name of Christ, will be ready for his return. But not only that, that we right now will be that light and example to this generation, that we will show the love of Christ through our conversations, through everything that we do, so that he may be glorified.
Amen.
Amen. I did read that, you know, you were under the weather, and I was praying for you, sis. I was praying
for you. Thank you. I do appreciate your prayers. I even appreciate the text message yesterday. I do appreciate that.
Yeah. I have to say, you know, when I sit and I just, you know, and I pray, and I just make sure that, you know, I keep everyone in my prayers, you know, constantly and daily. You know, it means a lot to me. You know, it means a lot to me, and I know that it means a lot to him, you know, to definitely take the time out and just give him, you know, all the glory. Just give him all the glory. It's just amazing. It's amazing. We're going to go to a song real fast. I kind of hear echo. We're going to go to a song real fast, and when we come back, we're going to bring on another caller.
Amen.
Amen.
Be
Welcome back to GQ Palace Spiritual Sunday. I do actually want to take a few minutes out to just share a little bit more of what I'm thankful for this evening. My son, Marquise Archibald, decided today that he was going to, you know, go up and become a candidate for baptism.
So he's
16 years old, and he's a wonderful kid, and I'm thankful, you know. Dad is thankful, you know, and we're very proud of him. You know, he said he wanted to get baptized, and, you know, we definitely support him. And today he actually went up there. He was very nervous. If y'all could have seen his face, oh, my God. His heart was beating so – his heart was just, like, pumping. And you could look at him and tell, like, oh, my God, I'm nervous. Oh, my God, I'm nervous. But he did an excellent job, you know, and I was just proud of him that he even got up and went up there. So I just want to definitely, you know, say, you know, Marquise, if you're listening, you know, we are proud of you, you know, and we support you, you know. And like this song said, no one said that the road would be easy, you know, but we're here with you, you know. And if you continue to have faith, and God is not going to leave you. He's going to be there for you. But you have to make sure you do your part. You know, do your part, and we're here for you no matter what. So, Marquise, we're proud of you.
Amen.
We definitely got you.
Let's see.
Okay, sorry about that. What we're going to also do is we're having a little bit of technical difficulties, so we're going to go to another song and see if we can fix it real fast, and then come right back on the air.
Okay.
Amen.
Marley, let's go get him.
Give me that joy I can't explain, an extra piece that'll ease my pain. Come on, that love that'll never change. Give me that, give me that, give me that, give me that. Give me that power to walk away when another God wants to take your place.
That's
as much of you as I can take.
Whoa.
Give me that, give me that.
Oh, oh, oh. Anybody ready?
Oh, oh, oh.
Ready for His glory?
Oh, oh, oh.
If you are sick of a life,
oh, oh, oh.
Let me tell you the story.
Oh, oh, oh.
Every place that's dark,
oh, oh, oh.
He will bring it to light.
Oh, oh, oh.
Hypocritical hearts, backsliders, liars. Time to get right.
Oh, oh, oh.
See, I include myself.
Oh, oh, oh.
I cast my own stone.
Oh, oh, oh.
I'm the man in the mirror, y'all.
Oh, oh, oh.
I can see my wrong.
Oh, oh, oh.
But I'm here by grace.
Oh, oh, oh.
Through Christ by faith.
Oh, oh, oh.
I had to make that choice. I had to open up my mouth and say,
give me that joy I can't explain, an extra peace that'll ease my pain, want that love that'll never change. Give me that,
give me that,
give me that,
give me that.
Give me that power to walk away when another God wants to take your place. As much of you as I can take. Give me that,
give me that,
give me that.
Oh, oh, oh.
Anybody tired? Want the show to end?
Oh, oh, oh.
Get the actors off stage.
Oh, oh, oh.
And let church begin.
Oh, oh, oh.
Do you want a revolution?
Oh, oh, oh.
You want to hear new songs?
New songs.
Oh, oh.
God is cleaning up house.
Oh, oh.
And first he started right at home.
Oh, oh, oh.
No more miracle water.
Oh, oh.
Wear clothes for money and fame.
Oh, oh.
Everybody got a title.
Oh, oh.
But do you know your name?
Oh,
if we humble ourselves, people,
oh,
fall on our face,
oh,
and ask God, everything in me that's not right, take it away.
Yeah, give me that joy that I can't explain, an extra peace that'll ease the pain. I want that love that'll never change. Give me that,
give me that,
give me that.
Pay all my bills
and give me that God. That's the God I'm talking about.
Give me that God.
Give me that joy I can't explain. I'm at a loss of words now. I'm so happy you make me happy now. Yeah. Give me that joy I can't explain. Add extra peace that'll ease the pain. I want that love that'll never change. Oh, give me that.
Give me that.
Give me that.
Give me that.
Welcome back to GQ Power Spiritual Sunday. We're going to bring in another caller. Welcome to GQ Power Spiritual Sunday. Can I have your name, please?
Hi, this is Kia.
Hi, Kia.
Hi. I'm sorry, I had a sore throat.
Oh, you still sick, Kia? You were getting sick the other day, right, I think?
I know. Yeah, I'm getting a little bit sicker.
Oh, hope you feel better.
Yeah, I'm feeling
sensitive.
That's just a sore throat.
Okay.
Would
you like to
say what you're thinking? You know, my granddaddy is here. You know, we were planning to go to Carolina for his 95th birthday, which is Thursday, so he had to travel here because his sister, my great aunt, is not doing well. So, you know, I thank God for my granddaddy turning in his right mind, you know. It's just amazing how this man just still, you know, you can still sit around him with your mouth open because he just gives a lot. It's like wisdom talk, knowledge, listen. You know, you just listen. So I listen to him. We listen to a lot of stuff. He, you know, talking about everybody, you know, church, how, you know, the family, you know, and not cousin that don't go to church for I don't know for what reason. They just don't go to church because they don't go to church. Mm-hmm. They have no excuse why they don't go to church. And my granddaddy broke it down to them. And Sunday morning, well, at my church, they were in church. You know, so it took him just to break it down about, you know, you can't go to church or run for church because you don't like the preacher. You don't, you can't find a home. You have all these excuses, but you got to always wake up every morning thanking God for giving you another day. So he broke it down to where, you know, I got this one cousin who just, you know, had this thing about preachers, about, you know, how they, you know, you got some preachers who's in the pulpit, and they speak a lot of nonsense, and, you know, you hear her, and you just pray for her, because I don't know her situation, what she's going through, and the churches that she has been to, or whatever, and, you know, they always get up here, you know, and supposed to be the leader, and they don't do right by their own congregation, you know, so it's like a nonsense, so you try not to listen to that. And her children feed into that, because that's why her children, she has children. Her oldest is like 16 and have not been, you know, it's a shame that don't respect the church.
Right.
And my granddaddy put it into that yesterday as we all, as a family, you know, sat around and he, you know, broke it down.
Mm-hmm.
Broke it down about, you better be thanking God you're above ground each day.
That's right.
So, you know, he just broke it down. It's just so much stuff that he just, and, you know, to be in a blessing that he's 95 and his right mind looks every bit of 60. And, you know, people that saw it on my Facebook, they're like, kid, he's not 95. I said, yes, he looks every bit of 60. But God's been good to this man and been a blessing to us, because he just definitely take care of his grands and his great-grands. But, it's, you know, my aunt's not doing well, had to be back to the hospital for him in South Carolina. This man does not come out of South Carolina unless something, you know, sick, graduation, or marriage. So when we found out he was coming here, and it was not on a good occasion, but God is still good, you know, just, you know, hoping my aunt, you know, whatever pain she's going through, that God would give her the strength to, you know, and her kids and everything. But my granddaddy just, you know, awesome to see at 95, and, you know, just thinking God allowed him to see another birthday. But we, you know, we as his grandchildren are truly blessed. We've been blessed to be around Deacon Brown for years, so I'm blessed and stuff like that. So he's asking God mercy that he travel back tomorrow, you know, back to South Carolina, and, you know, all is well, and my aunt and her family, you know. But that was it.
Oh, well, Kia, I want to just take a few minutes out and say happy birthday, happy early birthday to Grandpa.
It was this past Thursday.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was this past. Yeah, 95. Thank you.
Yes, God bless him. I hope I live to be 95.
I know. It's so funny. Longevity wasn't that family. My great-granddaddy passed at 100. So, you know, his brother was at 105. So my granddaddy said, you be humble to God and, you know, do his will. And then, you know, long life be among you. So we're blessed. We truly are blessed.
Yes, you are. Yes, you definitely are. And I want to just definitely just, you know, hope that you feel better. But
I know
you're truly blessed. I mean, truly blessed.
Yeah, we are blessed. I don't take it for granted. I see some of my cousins. I don't take it for granted. I'm reared by these people. I'm reared by him since 4 years old. You know, I'm reared by my grandparents.
But I want to also say that I think it was great that, you know, he was able to sit and speak to them and let them know, like, listen, you know, this is how it's supposed to go right here. You know, I think that's wonderful, because sometimes you do have the, you know, the younger generation, you know, that they're not trying to hear it. You know, once they get it in their mind that they don't want to go to church, and the preacher this and the pastor did this and minister did this and all the unnecessary drama, you know, once they get caught up in that, you know, they stand firm with, I'm not going, this, that, and the other. So
that's exactly how it is.
Excellent. I think it was excellent.
He got in the mothers. He got in the parents. He got into he got into the parents. Cause that was he got into them. And then he said, there's no excuse. He got into them. He got into his daughters, because these are my aunt's kids. So he got in. My mother looked at it. She thanked God that none of her children or her kids, you know. But my my granddaddy got into them. It was a family meeting. It was awful how, you know, especially we got my aunt having another cancer and not doing well, and you sitting around here, walking around here, and granddaddy wasn't playing yesterday.
Yeah, no, he wasn't, not at all.
Yeah, he meant every word what he said. He said, I love y'all.
You know,
me in my house, I serve the Lord. That's what, you know.
That's right. Amen to
Amen. Not playing yesterday. A lot of toes were set forth. A lot of feelings was hurt. One thing about my granddaddy, he does not, he's that old tradition. Lavina, you know, my granddaddy, you ready for church? You know, you had the chief dress on. My aunt said we had a chief dress. Granddaddy think he's still on dress. Put a jacket on. I'm like, He doesn't play. He doesn't play when he comes. He's old school, big time. He doesn't play with half a dress. You know, what's a jacket? I don't care if it's 80 degrees, I think you better have a jacket on.
That's right.
And he don't play with nothing above that. He just ain't coming around him like that. That's the respect you give him.
That's excellent. I'm going to go to the spiritual leaders for, you know, words of encouragement, and then we're going to go to another caller.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, sister. That's awesome. That's an awesome relationship that you have with your grandfather.
Yes.
He's 80?
95.
Oh, praise God. Oh, my goodness. God bless you. That's an awesome thing. That's an awesome thing to have a grandparent that age. I didn't know my grandparents. I did know my great-grandmother, but I was young. But they're so full of wisdom and knowledge, and it's just a blessing. Just a blessing.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. What we're going to do, I don't even have to tell you to stay encouraged, because you, look,
I'm always there. Just him being here. You're absolutely. I'm blessed.
No,
I don't take that for granted. I'm truly. We're blessed as the grandkids.
You sound like you're blessed. Very blessed.
Yes, but I think that even like the way that you were brought up, the whole tradition, I think that right there, if a lot of other families had that, everything would be different right about now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of things would be different.
Anime and Orisa didn't play, Lavina.
Mm-hmm.
They don't. Orisa don't play to this day. You're just not gonna do certain things around him. One thing about my grandfather, you know, got smokers in the family. They don't smoke around this man. You don't do certain things around this man. That's the respect we brought as growing up under him. You respect him. You know, that's the way, you know, when you cross people, that's why, you know, you cross people, it's excuse me, you coming back, it's excuse me. It's the way we were brought up. My granddaddy don't play with foolishness.
Amen.
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 We're just going to bring on one more caller. Hello. Welcome to Palace Spiritual Sunday. Can I have a name, please?
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm blessed. I'm blessed.
Would you like to share your testimony or say what you're thankful for this evening?
I'm thankful for everything that God has done for me and my family. I am so thankful for that. You know, I'm so thankful that God took me from drugs. You know what I mean? And he just turned my whole life around.
Amen.
You know what I mean? I'm just so thankful for him. You don't know how I could just, I'm so thankful.
Amen.
You know
Amen.
What I mean? How,
Amen.
Yes, yes. I know I got in here too late. I supposed to have been in here since early. By me taking care of kids, I was slipped my mind. I'm like, oh, no. I got on Facebook. I'm like, oh, no. I got to get up on there at least. Yes, yes. Oh, my God. God is so good. He is. Oh, my God. He's an awesome
all the
God.
All the time.
He's an awesome God. I could just name. Oh, my God. I got chills in my body right now.
I would definitely like to tell you, you know, my sister, to please make sure that you do share, you know, your testimony, you know, from time to time with people, because your testimony can definitely save lives, you know, just like some of the other testimonies that we've had on the show this evening, you know, and that we have on the show, you know, every Sunday, you know, your testimony is going to save someone's lives, you know, so keep telling it. And
amen.
It's also
amen.
A part of healing for you, you know. I'm going to go to the spiritual leaders for words of encouragement.
And like Sister Lavina said, just continue to share your testimony with other people, because people need to know what God has brought you from, for him delivering you from drugs. That's just a blessing in itself. And it lets people know, you know, the God we serve is more than able to do exceedingly abundantly. If we put our trust in him, put him first, he will just do great things. So I just pray that God will just continue to give holy boldness, just to continue to proclaim his truth to his people. May God just continue to just use you like never before, especially those who might be struggling with drugs, and trying to get off of drugs. And once they hear the testimony of what Jesus did for you, it is my prayer that God will just deal with them. But may God just continue just to anoint you from above, just to do his will. And may you yield and continue to surrender and submit your ways over to him, so that you can do his will in the way in which he will have for you to do it. So God bless you.
God bless you too, sweetie.
Just continue.
I agree with the sister. It's important to tell your testimony. There's an area that you can walk in that a lot of people can't walk in, especially in this time of season. You just need to, I'm praying that you have the boldness to stand up and to speak out and to be a light in the midst of darkness. Amen. There's a special anointing that comes when you're delivered from drugs. And there's a special walk that you have when you've been delivered from drugs. And people are looking for someone that can help them get them out of that darkness. Sometimes, you know, I know myself with my experience from my ex, who's still out there, and it's been 30 years. And he's been struggling in and out. And I still have his back. You know, I'm still
That's
praying
right.
for him.
Amen.
Still believing that God can do it.
Yes, he can deliver.
Because he's in the delivering business. So I'm just praying that continue to share your testimony. There's a powerful anointing that comes when you get delivered from drugs. And it's just I don't know, it's just an awesome area to evangelize in, especially now in this time in the season. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Y'all have a blessed night next Sunday, God's willing. I'll make sure I get on there at 7 o'clock with y'all. I'm going to make sure I make time. I have to make time for my God. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And y'all have a blessed and a safe evening. God bless you both, okay?
God bless you. Yes.
Thanks. Okay, babe. Good night. Bye-bye.
Amen.
All right. So, of course, we've come to this time where I just want to take a few minutes out to thank everyone for calling in. I'm hoping and I'm praying that Minister Weathersby is going to be feeling better soon. I want to thank our special guest, Evangelist Michelle Williams, for joining us. I know it was short notice, and you know I was debating back and forth too. I said, you know, we have first service this morning, then we have our anniversary in the evening. Oh my God, are we going to be able to pull the show off? And when I tell you, it was like my fiance looked at the clock, and it was like clockwork. Like, we just read each other's vibe. It's time to go. You know, it's this point. We have to get home. You know, where we used to, you know, have time to get home and share the link and everything. We really didn't have time, you know. But with everyone, you know, just continuing to do God's work, it was a wonderful show.
A special thing.
Yes.
I'm sorry, was it the church anniversary?
Yeah, we had our
congratulations. Congratulations.
Thank you. We had our Usher's anniversary, 82nd Usher's anniversary today.
Wow,
and
what a blessing.
It was wonderful.
Those are always good because it brings back the, you know, I guess people that have been there a long time and then that, you know, it's nice. That's good. Happy anniversary.
Thank you. Happy anniversary.
I didn't get to speak that earlier. Happy anniversary.
Oh, thank you so much. But I just want to just thank everybody, Prophet Marcus Dupree, Minister Cheryl Miller, always a pleasure. All the callers, all the listeners. I just thank everyone for, you know, making the show a success. And for those of you that did miss the show, you can always go and listen to the archives and still be able to, you know, believe yourself. You'll still be able to receive your blessing. You'll still be able to just be able to listen and stay encouraged, you know, based on everyone else's testimonies, the words of encouragement. And I believe in my heart that the testimonies will definitely save lives for someone. I believe it in my heart that, you know, with the format being the way it is, that we're thankful and we set it up where everyone can call in, give your testimony, say what you're thankful for. You know, if there's something that's on your mind that you want to talk about, you need clarity on something, you know, please, you know, feel free. And it's been an honor, you know, just being with everyone this evening. If anyone has anything that they have that they're working on, you know, that they want to give the information out, they can please feel free to give it now.
Okay, I have to do this. I am part of Mega Wars. Yeah. I know I had to get that in, my little plug. we're in joint venture with Fair Warfield Records affiliate of Braven Publishers. We promote books and songs. We are a musical empire governed by kingdom principles. We work to bring the crooked straight and make anointed music that will light where there is darkness. And we do promos and radio ads and instrumentals for young urban worshipers. Amen. That's Interpraisement Media Group, sister of Omega Living Waters. Amen.
Amen.
You can get in contact with us at Interpraisement Media Group at hush.com. Amen. And we're partner with Brother Minister Brown, Faith Walker, as you all know him as Faith Walker. And
yes.
I am the vice president of the company. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Now before you finish, though, don't you also have, I believe it's Monday night?
Yes, I was getting there.
All right.
Our Monday night prayer of the righteous prayer, incorporated at 9 p.m. Our number is 218-548-3460. Passcode is 7777 pound. Hosted by myself and Minister Damian Brown.
and that is on Monday night from 7 to, oh, what time is it? From 9 to 10. Yes,
right.
9 to 10.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Prophet Marcus Dupree, you there? He might have us on mute, but I know that he, I'm not even going to try to give the information out because I know I might get it wrong, but it's something that he is working on, and hopefully he'll be able to call back in next week so he can share the information. Or if you did miss this week's show and you want to get the information right away, you can always go to the archives and listen to last week's show because he did give out the information on that show as well. At this time, we're going to end in prayer. Evangelist Williams, you there?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. We're going to have you end in prayer tonight, but I do want to call out just a couple of names that are requesting prayer that was unfortunate that they were unable to call in today. Rachel Hargrove, I know she's listening, but she is at work. And Pastor Sharina Butler, she's been gone, you know, from us for a while, but it's just because the Lord has called her to do some outstanding and amazing work, and I just pray that everything is definitely working out for her, you know, as she continues to do everything that God has assigned her to do. So I just want to definitely, you know, call out their names as well as the GC Palace family and as well as my lovely fiance and, you know, all of our kids. And the GQ Palace family and everyone that we've come into contact with, whether it's positive or negative, we pray for everybody. We do not discriminate whatsoever. So if you'd like to end in prayer for us this evening.
Yes, Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, we praise you, we magnify you, we exalt you, Father, for you are worthy of the praise. You're worthy of the honor and the glory. We thank you, Father, for deliverance. We thank you for healing. We thank you for the speakers, Father. We thank you, Father, for everyone that was on the radio station tonight, God. We thank you, Father, hallelujah, for you delivering and healing, God. You are still, God, hallelujah, in the saving business. And we thank you, God, for all this that have been delivered from drugs and alcohol, God. We thank you for the family, the unity, the strength from the sister that we spoke of, her grandfather and his age and his wisdom, God. We thank you, Father, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, for the son that's getting ready to get baptized, God. We thank you that he has a heart to serve you, Father. We thank you, Father, for the radio station, for the broadcasting, Father. We thank you, Father, hallelujah, Father, for you are the way, the truth, and the life, Father. You are the healer and the deliverer. You are the way maker and the door, God. We thank you, Father. We ask healing for anyone that is sick, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask, oh God, that you continue to have your way in our life. Continue to order our steps according to your will, God. Continue to let us be warriors and lights in the midst of darkness, God. Father, for everyone that's been delivered from drugs or alcohol or any other thing, Father, from abortion, Father, we ask, oh God, that you, Lord, send the healing balm of Gilead, Father. Be the doctor, hallelujah, in the sick room, God. We thank you, Father, that you are the healer, God. Father, that you make crooked paths straight, that you open doors that need to be opened and close those doors that need to be closed, Father. We thank you for Holy Ghost boldness in this time, in this season, Father, for the darkness is great, but you are a greater light, Father. We praise you today as we magnify you, as we glorify you. Father, as we go in our different directions, we ask, oh God, that you encompass us with your love and protection, Father, that your angels go around about us, oh God. Father, we thank you that you cover us with your blood, Father. In Jesus' name, we give you the glory, we give you the honor, Father, as we go in our separate places, Father. We thank you as we watch over every family, God, that's on this prayer line, Father. We thank you, Father, for traveling mercies, Father, in the name of Jesus. Now continue, Father, to order our steps, God. Continue, Father, to use us as willing vessels, Father, in this time and this season, to cry loud and to spare not, Father, in the name of Jesus. We ask that you bless the broadcast line, God, that you continue, Father, to work, Father, in a mighty way. And GQ Palace, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, bless the speakers of the hour. Bless, Father, the host. We thank you, Father, in Jesus' name, as we lift you up, as we exalt you, Father. We shall not die, but we shall live and declare the works of the Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. I just want to... Amen. I just want to wish everyone a happy, blessed, and safe week. And we look forward to speaking to everyone next week. And God bless you all.
God bless you.
Never would have made it. without you, I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, never would have made it, never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all, but now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over all you brought me through, I can see that you were the one I held on to, and I never,
never would have made it.
Oh, I never could have made it. Somebody just need to testify to somebody next to him. Tell him, I'm strong, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. Now I'm stronger. Now I'm wiser, I'm better, so much better. I made it. Is there anybody in this house other than me that could declare you made it? Tell your neighbor, never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Tell them, never could have made it. Oh, I wish I had some help here. I wish I had just two or three people that would just declare it. Never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Never could have made it. I just love to encourage myself. Sometimes I just look in the mirror and say, I'm strong, I'm wise, I am better, so much better. When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. But I never would have made it. I never could have made it without you. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, good God Almighty, never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Never could have made it. Sing it one more time. All I need is just one more time. Everybody say with me.